Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 115 of the 80%. Our cash flow has two sides, expenses and income. If we want more cash flow, then we should minimize our expenses and then afterwards find ways to increase our income. Today, I'm sharing the skills and mindset that you need to help you with the second part, increasing your income. Particularly, what are the things you need to learn if you want to pursue a side business or do freelancing on the side? So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Six skills you need to build multiple sources of income. May nag-request actually sa akin na i-discuss ito, kaya naisip ko na ito ang pag-usapan natin today. So ano ba yung skills you need to build multiple sources of income? So we're not going to talk about specific skills na makakatulong sa inyo para mag-earn ng extra income or makapag-build ng additional source of income. What I'm going to share with you today ay yung mga general skills that you need if you want to pursue other sources of income on top of your current income. So let's just say na meron kang trabaho ngayon, at yun lang yung source of income mo. Siyempre, gusto mo mag-side hustle, gusto mo maghanap ng sideline business. And aside from the skills that you will need to specifically put up the business or specifically to do the side hustle that you're planning, ano pa ba yung mga ibang mindset, ibang skills na kailangan mo para maging successful ka dun sa gagawin mo? Okay, so six skills you need to build multiple sources of income. And I guess this is pretty obvious. The first skill you need is time management skills. Aside from your work at saka yung mga personal task mo, may additional kang kailangan gawin. Kailangan mong rumakit, kailangan mong mag-freelance, or kailangan mong ayusin yung iyong side business, so your days will become very busy. So it's important that you know how to manage your schedule on and always have time for rest and recreation. So kailangan alam natin paano mag-prioritize ng mga gagawin natin sa isang araw. And unfortunately, from my experience, minsan may mga kailangan i-sacrifice. So dati, nung talagang nagbibuild ako ng mga businesses ko, one of the time that I sacrificed is time on watching television. So there was 2-3 years na hindi ako nanonood ng TV deliberately. So yun yung sinacrifice ko kasi instead of me watching television, I was working on my business. So that's the only solution that I found para magawa yung mga kailangan kong gawin. So you really need time management skills, and napaka-importante na hindi pwedeng puro trabaho, kailangan meron tayong rest and recreation kasi that's the best way for us to recharge and remain productive. Kasi meron tayong law of diminishing returns na the longer that you work, the less the quality of work that you put out. Okay? So that's the first skill that you need to learn, time management. The second is energy management. This is something na hindi masyadong popular but I believe it is very important. So ang principle dito is that time is non-fungible. So parang NFTs lang, no, non-fungible. Ano ibig sabihin ng time is non-fungible? So you have peak hours and off-peak times in your productivity and you need to listen to your body and manage your tasks better. Anong ibig ko sabihin? Meron kasing peak hours and off-peak times, di ba? Let's just say that you're a morning person. So ibig sabihin, pag umaga, dun ka talaga creative, imaginative, dun talaga gumagana yung utak mo. Yun yung peak hours mo kasi you're a morning person. Unfortunately, kapag meron kang work, meron kang office work, yung mornings mo, it's probably spent on your morning routine, going to work, or being in the office itself. Ngayon, kung ang plano mo after office ay dun ka mag-work dun sa side hustle mo or that's the time where you will plan for your business, you have to realize na sa hapon or sa gabi, hindi na yun yung peak hours mo kasi hindi ka evening person, you're a morning person. So it doesn't really make sense to do deep work after office at home in the evening kasi non-fungible ang oras. Ibig sabihin, basta may oras ka, hindi ibig sabihin lahat ng pwede mong gawin ay pwede mong gawin during that time. Pagdating kasi sa work, merong mechanical work, katulad ng paghuhugas ng pinggan, those are chores, no? Hindi mo kailangan mag-isip masyado. And also, there's analytical work or deep work na kailangan mong mag-isip, kailangan mong mag-analyze. And ang katawan natin, tayo mismo, alam natin kung kailan tayo mas productive for specific task. So, hindi pwede na just because you have free time in the evening ay i-schedule mo kagad doon yung deep work mo or analytical work mo for the side hustle or the side business that you're trying to put up. So, non-fungible ang time. Kailangan natin ng energy management. So, doon sa example natin, ano solusyon? So, probably, I would say na since yung mornings ko from Monday to Friday ay busy sa work, I'd probably have to sacrifice my weekend mornings towards working on my business or working on the side hustle that I'm planning to put up. So kung Saturday mornings, usually ay chill lang ako, relax, ay hindi na. Doon ko na lang ilalagay kasi alam ko mornings are my peak hours. Tapos yung Sunday mornings, kung meron man akong regular routine na ginagawa na Sunday mornings, I probably would have to reschedule that or find another time to do that kasi I want to dedicate my peak hours, my mornings, towards doing analytical work. So, yan yung energy management. Kailangan alam natin ano ba yung mga oras kung saan tayo masigla, kung saan tayo productive, kung kailan tayo inspired na mag-isip versus yung mga oras na alam natin low energy na tayo and it would be better to do yung mga mechanical tasks during that time. So, energy management is a skill that you need if you want to build multiple sources of income. Kasi syempre, magiging busy ka, you need time management skills, katulad nung nabanggit natin kanina, and also energy management skills. Another skill that you need is sales and marketing. Because to be honest, diba, in one way or another, you will eventually be selling something. And learn how to make people understand the value you're offering. Kung mag-freelancing ka, di ba, you are going to sell yourself, your services. If you're going to put up a business, you would have to sell your products. So, kailangan meron tayong background, meron tayong knowledge about sales and marketing. This is very important. And I think this is a skill that will help you in a lot of other aspects of your life. Kaya magandang pag-aralan siya. So, syempre, you are creating value that you want to offer to other people through sales and marketing skills. Dun mo mapaparealize sa kanila na oo nga, maganda bilhin or sulit bilhin yung produkto mo or kunin yung servisyo mo. So, sales and marketing skills.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. The 4th skill that you need is organization skills. So properly managing your personal errands, work requirements, and side hustle tasks will require good attention to details. So kung meron ka ng work, syempre may mga documents ka na work related, yung personal life mo, may mga personal bills ka, yung mga bills mo sa bahay, etc. Tapos gumawa ka pa ng freelancing work. Let's just say yun yung ginawa mo. Syempre meron ka na ring additional na paperwork that will come from the freelancing tasks that you're doing. So, syempre, kailangan maganda yung organization skills mo para hindi maghalo-halo yung mga documents mo, hindi magpatong-patong yung mga kailangan mong gawin, no? So, you can properly schedule yung mga tasks na kailangan mong gawin. Pwede mong i-batch yung mga tasks kahit na it is from different aspects of your life. So, kunwari, magbabayad ka ng bill. So, isabay mo na rin yung pagbabayad mo ng expenses mo for your business, and then tingnan mo na rin kung ano yung mga task na pwede mong pagsamasamahin pagdating sa mga mechanical task. So it takes a lot of practice, I would say, para maayos, maging smooth yung operations mo. But also, kadikit ng organization skills is the ability to realize na kailangan mo nang mag-hire, which is actually a good problem, mag-hire ng tao to delegate or outsource some of the tasks that you're doing kasi hindi na siya talaga pasok dun sa schedule mo. So with your time and energy na minamanage mo, it will eventually happen na marirealize mo na you already have too much on your plate and you need to hire someone or outsource the tasks to somebody else. And by doing that, that's also additional need para magkaroon ng organization skills. Kasi syempre, kailangan mo na ngayon i-manage yung mga tao, yung mga staff mo, or yung mga freelancers kung kanino ka nag-outsource. So you have to be able to manage your organization. So very important ang organization skills. The 5th skill that you need, which is actually more of a mindset, is yung growth mindset. So you'll most likely have to acquire new skills and gain new knowledge. Katulad nitong mga skills na sinasabi ko, you would need to learn these. So an open mind and good study habits will help you learn what you need. So alam natin na yung iba sa atin ay ayaw nang mag-aral ulit kasi hindi nila in-enjoy yung pag-aaral nung college siguro or nung nasa school sila. But it's actually something that you have to accept. learning is a lifelong process. Lalo na kapag nagbibuild tayo ng new sources of income, we will need to acquire new skills, learn new things. And dito papasok yung mga good study habits or mga learning skills, mga techniques or strategies natin kung paano tayo nag-aaral dati. Balikan natin sila para mas madali nating ma-absorb yung mga bagong information na makakatulong sa atin na itayo yung mga additional sources of income natin. May mga kilala ako na nag-aral kunwari ng virtual assistants, yun yung additional source of income that they wanted to build. So being a VA will require you to learn some online skills. So syempre, kung hindi tayo, wala tayong growth mindset, sasabihin kagad natin, naku, ang hirap nito, ayoko na. But if we have an open mind, we are okay, we are accepting of the challenges that come to us, we have a growth mindset, then mas magkakaroon tayo ng chance na matutunan yung mga kailangan natin matutunan at maging successful dun sa gusto nating itayo na source of income. Lastly, the skill that you need is yung money management skills. Nako, I think this is also pretty obvious. So the goal is to create additional cash flow. Siyempre, kaya ka nga nagbibuild ng source of income para mas dumami yung pumapasok sa'yo na pera. So proper money management skills will help you see if your efforts are bringing good income. Kasi may mga na-meet na ako, may mga nakilala ako na talagang nagpakahirap magtayo ng side line business, no, or side hustle. Pero pag tiningnan mo, despite all the effort, parang ang liit lang, hindi sulit yung kinikita. So there's nothing wrong with trying, but if you have good money management skills, it will be easier for you to realize kung worth it ba yung ginagawa mo. Kasi you'll be able to simulate your cash flow, you'll be able to observe yung talagang sales mo, yung income, yung expenses mo. And early on, you will be able to realize or analyze if this is something worth pursuing. Kasi kung hindi naman talaga ganun kalaki yung kinikita mo versus sa oras na kinukuha sa'yo, then it might be a good idea to outsource na lang yung most of the task para mabawasan yung ginagawa mo, or maybe delegate some of the task, or even find a partner para makatulong sa'yo so that yung oras na binibigay mo for the side hustle or the side business ay bumaba until na maging sulit yung profit or yung income na natatanggap mo. Or worst case scenario, you can just stop what you're doing and find another source of income to build. So very important na tinitingnan natin kung paano ba umiikot yung pera, not just in our personal finance, but also dun sa mga side hustles na tinatayo natin to see if it is actually worth it. Kasi minsan, promise, may mga pinursu na ako na mga side hustle, mga freelancing ventures, mga side business. And after, usually after mga 3 to 6 months, makikita ko na kung sulit ba siya o hindi. If not, then I just stop or I find a way to remove myself so that it can run on its own. Tapos I find a new venture to pursue. So those are the 6 skills that you need if you want to build multiple sources of income. I'm assuming that you're an employee and you're thinking of pursuing a freelancing gig or starting a side hustle. So habang hindi pa natin alam yung specific na gusto natin gawin, we can probably focus dito sa 6 skills na to and try to learn paano ba yung mga practical strategies na pwede nating i-apply sa current na ginagawa natin para ma-manage yung oras natin, para ma-manage yung energy natin. We can start reading mga sales and marketing na mga websites or watch videos even on YouTube which talk about sales and marketing. Try to learn yung growth mindset, brush up on our study skills, and also try to see how do you actually do organization pagdating sa mga trabaho natin, no? yung work natin sa office. We can study yung organizational chart nung company natin and also how everything works within the company, kasi that will give us a clue on what we can do when we start our own business. And of course, we have to take care of our personal finance, kasi practice yan yung pagmamanage ng sarili natin pera. Dahil pagdating ng araw na may sarili na tayong negosyo, we have to apply the same set of principles para lumago at kumita yung negosyo natin. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to click the follow button for the 80% at i-share mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.